Okay, we're up to the Gemara on Kuf Dalet Omer Aleph. Omer Le'abayel Rav Yosef, Aniyah Shebi'Yisrael Ad Esrim V'Cham Yishonim U'Marta Bas Baitus Ad Esrim V'Cham Yishonim. Mishnah says that 25 years, if she wasn't Mocha, and say that eventually she wants her Ksuba, so you didn't mention it, and the Stamish is Mocha. So Mora says, because she uses, if she's the base Baila, because she probably used up the Ksuba already from all the Tovos that she had, of borrowing things and taking things or whatever. So Mora says, Lamaisa, doesn't it depend how big her Ksuba is? Anisha B'Yisrael, 25 years, uses up her Ksuba, and Marta Bas Baisus uses up her Ksuba, she was the one from the richest people. She also used up her Ksuba in 25 years. Amar Leila, Fum Gam L'Shichna. According to how much her ksuba is, that's how much tovas that she uses. As a rich woman borrows more than just some salt and sugar, she'll give away important things, and Aniya will give her salt and sugar. So within in 25 years, it will compensate for the Aniya's ksuba and for the Ashira's ksuba. Iboilu, the Reb Meir, Marsha Tishchalish, take. Right, what about what's it called? Less than 25 years. And we'll prorate it according to how many years there was. So if she uses up her whole ksuba in 25 years, in 12 and a half years will she use up half of her ksuba and only be able to collect half? That's the according to Reb Meir. So the Gemara says take her. Okay, let's go on. The Chachamim of Sirashi, Aniya Shebi'Yisrael sheksubasa mu'etes ibdal Reb Meir betova she'osa b'chatei shanim. Right, a poor woman uses up her ksuba in 25 years from the tovas that she takes from it. Umarta bas baita shehoisa ashiru ksubasa maruba tapsi ksubasa betova shel chatei shonim. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit out. Mara says, no, the fum gamla shichna. Hamosu lefi agamal. According to the camel, that's how much you can carry. So a rich woman does bigger tovas, and this poor woman gives smaller tovas, and it all equals out that in 25 years she uses up her ksuba. Afkan lefi osra tovasa, mausha teshalish, lura meir de taimushum tova, shetashalish, nachshov tuvasa lecheshman ksuvasa, lefi cheshman ashonim, lahapsid lecholshona achas mi esrim vechomish biksuvasa. We prorate it that every year she loses 1/25th of her ksuba. Imlo shoasa chatei shonim, she didn't wait 25 years, and she wants to now collect her ksuba after 5 years. Do we say that in 5 years she used up 1/5 of the ksuba? Im lo shas or chafei shonim elements mechetshen or shlishes or avias teshalish loshen chaluka lefi cheshbenu. Teshalish means to divide something up in a ratio. Teshalish lochuti hashem. Nisna mishalshim b'mamu mishalshim b'makos. Right, you divide up the what's it called money between the edim zominim, each one according to his share, but not by malchus. Each one gets the full malchus. So it doesn't mean davka a third. Shalish means to divide it up ratio wise. Okay, the Chachomer Kozman, Omer Le'abayel Rav Yosef, Asai Kodim Shkia Sachama Govik Subasa, Lachar Shkia Sachama Logavya, Bahai Pursa Achilta. We say that in 25 years, if she's the base Aviha, according to Reb Shim Gamliel, according to the Chachamim, what's it called? If she's mochel the ksuba in 25 years. So that means if she came 5 minutes before shkia, the end of the 25 years, she gets her ksuba. If she comes 5 minutes later, she loses her ksuba. In that 5 minutes, she's mochel it. Or melei in. Yeah, that's the way that shiurim work. Kol midas Chachamim keni. Barboim saw tovel. Barboim saw chaser korto. Veinu yochel it bobeh. Chachon Mishayer, that the amount of water that an average person's body can go in at one time is 40 saw. If you have 40 saw, it's good, and 40 saw less 2 drops is no good. So it's that's the way you make a shear. Even though it's not mistaber that those 2 drops make a difference, but there has to be a shear, and therefore the shear is the cutoff. Rashi. Kol midas chachamim kein hemidua yosid velo tamud. They made it exact, precise, a peg, and it doesn't move. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Heyed Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Lifnei Rabbi Sha'omar Mishum Aviv Lo Shanu Ela She'en Shtark Suba Yotze Mitachas Yodeha. This whole Inyan of Mechila is where she doesn't have a Shtark Suba. It's either in a place where they don't write a Ksuba or in a place where she lost her Ksuba. Aval Shtark Suba Yotze Mitachas Yodeha, if she still has a Shtark Suba, Kove Ksuba Saliolim, then we never say she's Mocho and she can collect the Ksuba forever. It doesn't make them, she has a star, she doesn't have a star, the mechila is still a mechila. It's going according to the chacham, according to the mayor, it doesn't make a difference. So like, she uses up the ksuba, it doesn't make a difference if she has a star or not. But in the chacham, the reason is because of mechila, so we say that since she wasn't mocha in 25 years, mestama she's mocha. But if she has a ksuba, the reason she wasn't mocha, she has the star. So why should she be mocha? And Rabbi Lezer says no, even with the shtar, right, if she didn't say anything, it didn't say that eventually I want to collect my ksuba, then it's a simon of mechila. Mosiv Rav Sheshes, Balchov Gove Shelo Bahaskora. Okay, see Rashi till here 1 second. Avok shtar ksuba yotze mebezdi mitachas yoda, Gove ksuba sala olam, Sheilu mechalta hoysomoseris lev shtar ksuba. If she would have been mochel, she would have given the shtar back. Why would she hold on to the shtar? And the, also, since she's holding the shtar, it's what's it called, a raya, that she's not mochel. Shelo ba'askara, im shosak eshen v'chamishonim, v'lo micha al-chov, v'lo hifsi bekach. So Balchov, even if he hasn't mentioned the debt, okay, again, it doesn't mean that she or the Balchov want to collect the debt, or collect the ksuba. It means they haven't mentioned it. Didn't say that she doesn't mocha that eventually I'm going to collect my ksuba or eventually I'm going to collect this debt. So a balchov, even if it goes 25 years and he hasn't mentioned the debt bichlal, he still can collect it after 25 years. So hechi dami, how's it talking over here? Idolo nokit shtar of a maigovi. If it's a balchov doesn't have a star, what's he going to collect with? Right, ela the nokit shtar must be talking where he has a star. Ubalchov udolav barachuleihu. Only a bar chov, the 25-year limit doesn't apply to. But by an almana, ha almana achilta. But an almana where the 25-year limit does apply, right, l'chore, even with a shtar, she's mochel. Because only a bar chov is different, but he has a shtar, still it's not mechila. Mashma, that in the case where it is mechila, even with a shtar, it's mechila. Hu mosiv lo, hu mefarik lo. He asked the question, he gave the answer. It's no raya. La'olam delo nokit shtar. Talking where there is no shtar by the Balchov. It's talking where the other guy isn't contesting the debt. He admits that it's there. So then, even though there's 25 years and he doesn't have a shtar, it's not mechila. But by an almana in a similar case where she doesn't have a ksuba, it is mechila. But if she would have a ksuba, then it's not mechila. Okay, Rashi. Almana bas achulehi shenehenis mehen kol hashonim halolu uksubasa Almana bas achulehi shenehenis mehen kol hashonim halolu uksubasa eina milva lo chisra b'mamun. She's not like a balchov. Balchov gave over money, so 25 years not balchov, but she didn't give anything. This is, she's getting, not something that she gave and getting back. So therefore, in 25 years, she's mochel. La'olam de lo nokit hilkas dafka balchovu ho almana de lo nokt eshtara achalte udekashi loch b'may gave kishechayiv moda. It's really talking in a case where the balchov has no shtar, and the reason he can collect is because the other guy doesn't contest it. But then the almana would be a similar case where she doesn't have a ksuba. Okay. Ha'amar b'loy shonim Rashi bali brisa. Right, there's a brisa that they learn. Grusha harihi kabalchov. Right, that a grusha is like a balchov. She's not mochel. And almana, since the yisomim are supporting her, whatever, in 25 years, so she's mochel. But a grusha, nobody's supporting her. Right, so she's not mochel anything to her husband's heirs. Right, grushi kabalchov, or to the husband, if after 25 years, because he's still alive. Hechidami. So how's it talking? She's like a balchov, and 25 years she's not mochel. Idalon nakita ksuba b'maygavya. If she doesn't have a ksuba, what she, how does she collect? A grusha. Right? Elalav the Nikita Ksuba. Must be that she has a Ksuba. Grusha hidala basachulehi. Only a Grusha, we say, is not mochel, even with a Ksuba. Ho almana achilta. An almana mashma, in a similar case where she has a Ksuba, is mochel. Well, it's nice. Hachinami kishachayim moda. Talking over here also where she doesn't have a Ksuba, and the Grusha doesn't have a Ksuba, but the Baal doesn't contest it. Okay, Rashi, Grusha Arika Balchov, Ligvos La'olav Shlo Bahaskora. Even if she didn't make any mention of her Ksuba for 25 years by a Grusha, there's no Mechila, Devari, La Mochla. Grusha's not Mochel her Ksuba. Just an Almana is because they do Tovis for her, right? And they're supporting her, so if she didn't mention 25 years, Meshama, she's Mochel her Ksuba. Where the husband admits, or the orphans admit that she didn't get her ksuba. Okay, Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Tani Rav Yehuda bar Koza. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that Rav Yehuda bar Koza, Tani b'Masnisa, Devei bar Koza, that he learned the brisa that was said over by bar Koza, Tova ksubasa, Hare hi kevetvatchila. Right, that if she mentioned her ksuba, right, that she wants a ksuba, or she has a shtar ksuba, right, either case she there's never mechila, but olam she can collect it forever. Okay, Rashi, bar kaza shev chacham, the name of a chacham. It wasn't the same, person at the beginning. Right? We had Rabbi Yehuda Bar Koza, and then Bar Koza, Devei Bar Koza is a different as a Chacham. Okay. Harikav Etchila, Umone Chafeshon Mishas Tviya. From the time that she mentions the Ksuba, or wants it, she has another 25 years before we say she's Mochel. In other words, if after 12 years she's Toveya the Ksuba, and then she doesn't mention it again for 25 years, she's Mochel. But if she doesn't mention it for another 13 years, she's not mochel, even though the total from the time in the beginning was 25 years. Okay. Sholach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda le Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. Kishishtar ksuba yotzi mitachas yoda. Machlokes o kishayin shtar ksuba yotzi mitachas yoda. Where is the machlokes in the Mishnah? In the case where the shtar ksuba, she has a ksuba or she doesn't have a ksuba. The halacha kedivrei mi, and who's the halacha like? Sholach lei b'she'ein shtar ksuba yotz mitachas yoda. That's the only place where the chachamim say that she's mochel after 25 years. But if she has a ksuba, like we said before, she's not mochel. Ava b'shtar ksuba yotz mitachas yoda govik ksubasa la'olam. The halacha kedivrei chachamim. The halacha is like the chachamim, not like Rav Meir. That the reason is because of mechila, and it's only if she's bebeis aviha that she's mochel. But in Beis Bala, the reason she doesn't say anything because she's embarrassed, and therefore it's no sign of mechila. Rashi, v'halacha k'divrei mi, k'divrei meir, or k'divrei chachamim, that the ikar is because of she uses up the ksuba because of tovos, or the ikar is because of mechila, and then it would make a difference whether she's been Beis Bala or Beis Aviyah. The halacha is like the chachamim. Okay, let's go a little bit further. We're splitting this up according to the. We didn't start at the beginning of the daf, so we'll go to the middle of this daf. Ki yosu Rav Dimi, Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora. Lo shonu elamona mosai. That which she's mochel is the ikr ksuba. Mona for an almona, and mosai if she was married the first time as an almona or grusha. And mosai if she was married the first time as a psula. Avo tosefes yeshla, but she's not mochel the tosefes, that's a matana. That she's not mochel. Rav Avoh, Om Rav Yochanan, Afil Tosefes Eimo. And Rav Avoh said the name Rav Yochanan that even the Tosefes she doesn't have. The Omar Rav Yabu, Om Rav Yanai, Tanai Ksuba, Ksuba Domi. Because whatever is part of the Ksuba, the Tanai Ksuba, is like the Ksuba. And just like she's Mochel the Ksuba, she's Mochel this too. Itmar Nomi, Om Rav Abba, Om Rav Huna, Om Rav, Lo Shonu Elamon Masayim. Avo Tosefes Yeshla. Right, that the, like what's it called, like Bar Kapora said, that the only thing she's mochel is the Iker Ksuba, but the Tzeth she has. Omer Le Rav Abba, the Rav Huna, Omer Rav, what's it called? Omer Le Rav Abba, the Rav Huna, Omer Rav Hachi. Did Rav really say that? Right. Amarlei, ishtikin ka'amras or ashkayin ka'amras? When you ask the question, did Rav really say that? Do you mean to keep me quiet? That I shouldn't say this over because halacha is not like that? Or you said it because it's so chaviv to you that Rav said it, you like exclaim, wow, did Rav say that? Did you say it because you want to keep me quiet and I shouldn't say this because halacha is not like that? Or because you were so enamored with the fact that I quoted Rav and you were exclaiming, you want to give me a drink, l'chaim, for shkayim. Omerlei ishtakin kamin, I meant to keep you quiet, that Rav never said such a thing and the halacha is not like that. Rashi, forget about the drink. Okay. Elamonim Osayim. Lo shonu, the bechot heishonim machla, elamonim Osayim. Shehem ksuba. She's mochel, her ksuba, that's the ikr ksuba. Aval tosefes yesho, the matonahi, velav ksuba. That's not considered the ksuba, that's a matona. That she's not mochel. Tanai ksuba tosefes. Since it's written in the ksuba, it's part of the tanai ksuba, it's considered like the ksuba. Ishtakin kamras or ashkayin kamras, hay demitamas the amart omar Rav achi. That what you said, did Rav say that? Mishum de lo svira lachu ulish lashtikin kamras, is because you're questioning whether Rav said such a thing, because Allah is not like that, and you meant to keep me quiet. Oh, mishum de chaviva Allah, you're exclaiming, wow, Rav said that, right? Lashkayin kamras, right? You want to give me a lachayim? The Iomra Rav mashkis li chamra. The Shaper Kama. If Rav really said that, you'll give me a drink because I revealed to you something that you didn't know, that Rav said such a thing. So he told him, no, I meant to keep you quiet. Forget about the drink. Okay, we're up to Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, middle of the Amid. Hamase de Rabchia Arika. Rabchia Arika's mother-in-law, Intas Achvahavi, married his brother. So his sister-in-law was also his mother-in-law. The Almana Veso Vihave, and she was an Almana who didn't stay in the Yisomim's house, she stayed back by her father. The Zona Esen Vachamishonim Bebe Nosha. And the brother, Rabchia Rika's brother, supported his father's almana for 25 years. Beinosha is in the father's house when the father's no longer alive. Niksuba, usually the anholaslemi beavua, she brought in things from her father's home to the nedunya. But if the father's not alive, we write beinosha. Nosha means the one who's been forgotten. That's beinosha. So she went back to live in her father's house, even though her father wasn't alive. She didn't live with the Yisomim, and she was supported by the estate for 25 years. L'sof omra lei havli mizoni. After 25 years, she said, give me mizonos. Omra la leslach mizoni. That's it. It ran out. No more mizonos. Havli ksuba, give me my ksuba. Omra la lo mizoni islach, lo ksuba islach. After 25 years, you lost your ksuba too. Tavasi ladina kamei deRabba Barshila. So she was mazmin him to din Torah before Rabba Barshila. Omer le emoli easy gufa de uvda hechihavi. He said to him, "Tell me all of the details of the case." Omer le zonisa esu vechamishonu beinosha. B'chaye demar v'v'kasfoy antila. He said, "What? So I supported her for 25 years in her father's house, right? And I swear to you that I used to bring the food to her personally and not through a shliach." Omer le taima mai omer rabbanan kozman she v'es baila govik subasa l'olam. What's the reason they said as long as she is in her v'es baila, she can, what's it called, collect the ksuba forever? Because we say that the fact that she didn't say anything for 25 years is no raya, she's embarrassed. Because she's being supported by the estate, living with the Yisomim, she doesn't want to have the chutzpah to say something to them. But if she would be the base of Iha, then we say that she's not embarrassed, and if she didn't say anything, she's mochel. However, right, olam damina mishum kisufa hu delotava. Hachinami mishum kisufa delotava. Over here, since even though she's in her father's house, but you supported her personally, you brought her to support for 25 years, therefore there's no raya that for the fact she kept quiet, she's mocho, she kept quiet because it was a chutzpah, she's embarrassed. Right, you did so nice to her to support her personally for 25 years. She's embarrassed to say anything, but it's not a raya that she's mocha. So havla, go and give her ksuba. Lo ashkach, he didn't listen to him. She didn't listen to the din. Kosev light karta anishe, so anichse. So he didn't want to listen to the din Torah. So Rabba Bar Rav Shila wrote her a shtar that she could collect from his nechosim. In other words, what happened was the brother died, and the Amona went to live back with her father, and the other brother, she died without children, so the other brother inherited, right? Who was Reb Chia Arika. He inherited the whole thing. So he was chayiv to support her, and he was chayiv to give her a ksuba. And he didn't want to do it. So Rabba Bar Shila wrote her a shtar that she can collect from his nechosim that he sold. Since he doesn't want to pay, she can go and collect from his property. Osla kameh de Rava. So she brought this shtar to Rava. Omerle chazi mar hechi denon. Look how they judge me. Omerle shaper don. It's a good judgment that you're not mochel the ksuba, and she deserved the ksuba, and now you can collect, and he doesn't want to pay you, so you can collect from his land. Omerle ihochi lezel lehader li peri de min hayuma ado idna. That's the case, then not only do I want my ksuba, but all that land really was mine from the beginning. For my ksuba, and he ate a lot of payrus in that land. I want the payrus back. Omer lo ach v'li yitakartich. So show me the shtar that was given to you that you have rights to collect that land. Chazid lo havikosiv bo v'ishtemol dona den chosim elu demisne inu. Right? He saw that they forgot to write in the shtar that we know that this land belonged to the nifter, and this was land that the brother inherited, which was meshubah to the ksuba, which he can collect from. Didn't say that in the shtar that was given to her to go collect against the other guy's will. Omer loit kartel av shaper ksiva. It's not written properly. Omer loit tezel ad kartel. Okay, so she said, forget about that. Ishkul miyoma dishlim miyoma achrasta ad hashta. Lamaisa, they were making an auction on the land, right, so I can collect it. From the time they finished the auction, that for sure it's mine. So let me have all the payers that he ate from them. Omer la hani mile hechid lo kosiv tausa bach be adkarta, aval hechid exiv tausa ba adrachta leslan ba. That's only if there hadn't been a shtar that was written betos. But now there's a shtar written betos. You have no rights to collect anything in the past from these fields. They weren't in your possession until you collect them. This was of Isha Chachoma. So, but you said that if somebody leaves out the fact that the land is leaned in a shtar, right, doesn't mention it, right? Vachrayis, it's Tol Sofer, and it's considered as if it's written there. Omer La Rava Behal Lekalameim Tol Sofer. Now here it doesn't apply. Why? The Baha Afilu Rava Bar Shila Toi Mikara. Because over here, even Rabbi Bar Shila made a mistake to begin with, to think that what's it called that you can't collect. Who sover honey the honey d-day mali mahani mali mahani, right? Maisa, what difference does it make which field she collects on? They all belong to the brother now. What difference does it make if it was the original brother's field or this brother's field? He took over the field. Velohi zimdin de azla umeshab chala, right? Right? Sometimes we're afraid that if she'll collect from the other brother, the brother's own property, she'll go and improve the property, and her husband's property, which the other one inherited, will be neglected. And she'll say, "You take back your field, give me mine." and she's giving him back a neglected field, right, and getting the good field, and it's not really hers. That was not the, what's it called, the field that belonged to her. V'asila fuki laz al beidina, and they'll come to motzi laz on the Beis Din that that they gave her a field that really should, they shouldn't have given her to begin with. So therefore, what's it called, since the shtar was written wrongly, she had no rights to the payrus, at least from the till the time she collected. See Rashi. Intus achvahave umeis belobonim the yorsha Rebchia achiv. So Rebchia's brother was married to his mother-in-law, and the brother died and left an almana who happened to be his mother-in-law, and he supported her from the estate when she was living in her father's house. She didn't live by him. So after 25 years she wasn't toveya her ksuba. So lo ksuba v'lo mazoni v'almana v'besodiya einan gove ela ad kaf heishan kerabonin. Because Allah is like the Rabbanan, that if she didn't protest or mention her ksuba for 25 years, she doesn't get it. I personally supported her and brought her the food day by day. If that's the case, then it's no mechila. That's why she was embarrassed to say anything. But it's no raya because she didn't say anything for 25 years, she's mochel. Just like if she's living with the Yisomim, it's no Rai of Mechila because she's embarrassed. If you supported her personally, she's embarrassed to say anything to you too. So therefore, it's no Simon that she's Mochelet. Idarchta, Psak Din Ligvos Nechosim B'chol Ashutimotze. It's a writ of permission to collect, even since he didn't want to pay what was said in the Din Torah, they gave her a writ to collect it from wherever she could. Amr Leila Rava, Lahadrili Peri, the Ara, the Shir Ksubosai, the Ochu Mioma, the Ichtavili Idgarta, Olayu. Since I have this right to collect the property, take a field that's worth my Ksuba, and that field, the Chara, belongs to me. So from the time that this Shtar was written, that field belonged to me, and he was in Paris in the field. I want the Paris back. The Ochu Mioma, the Ichtavili Idgarta, Olayu. From the time that I had the right to collect it, one of those fields was mine, and he was eating peiros in that field. I want the peiros back. The Hachi Omer Rabba beperek hamafkid gabi shumas beizdin lokeach meimosay ochel peiri. Right, when the beizdin makes an appraisal, at what point does it like his field? Abay Omar mishenechtima Rava Omar michishol mol yom yachrasta. And Avaya says, so the time that the shtar is signed, even before he gets it. And Rava says, only from the time that the auction is over, and then that field, we know exactly how much it's worth or whatever, and then it becomes the property of the person who's grabbing it. Ishtamodana, hikarnu shanachosim alolo, shekosavnu idarto zu aleihem, shalmeisayu shishibuk subosish zu aleihem. It didn't mention in the Adkarta that we know that the property that belonged to the dead brother, and this brother yarshin it, and therefore she can collect from it. Didn't mention that. Lav shaprik siva, shenichtava al kol sado shozeh. Because it was written on all his fields, and not on the specific fields that he inherited. Usado shalo enon meshubadas lukabus oseich, ela osan shiorish mibalich. And those other fields are not lien to you, only the ones that he inherited from the brother. The brother's fields were meshubit to the ksuba, but not the original fields that he owned himself. So therefore this akarta is meaningless, because it seems to apply to all the fields, and it only applies to certain the fields that he inherited. Tezel akarta, the lo shoprik ksiva. Says, okay, so let's forget about this shtar, because it wasn't written properly. Eshkol peiri yom shematzasi sodam misodus hameis, the heresi adkarta shabiyadi lebezdin, the shamua, the chrizu alel yamidom kemishmat. Right, let it at least be from the time that I found the field that taka is leaned, and they appraised the field by putting it on auction, right? The field of the Rava, the Morakoachaluk, even going to Rava, the field belongs to me from the time the auction's over. That it really belongs to the person who's going to get the field. So from that point on, I want the peiros back. So he said, that's very good if there wasn't a wrong shtar. But once there's a wrong shtar, nobody holds it as yours until you actually take possession of it. Until you get it, not yours. So therefore, all the peiros he ate until now, he can keep. Because only because of this adkarta did they make the appraisal and the auction. So the whole thing was a toast. The auction and the appraisal. Shtar she'in bo achrayis govim nechosim shibodim. Shelo hilva zemos elab achrayis shibud nechosim v'hasofer ta'a. Even though the shtar doesn't mention that he's leaning all his fields to the chov, it's understood that's the case. So we just assume the sofer made a mistake, but not that it was sold without a lien. Hachanami based in Sivu the sofer lichtov adkar to hogenis. But who taught the low cost of Ishmael? Let's say it's the sofer's mistake, and the Bezdin knew what land was what, except they forgot to write in the shtar, just like they forgot to write the lien. And you hold that if they forgot, it's no simon that it's not there. It's there. It's just the, we said the sofer made a mistake. Same thing over here. Everybody knows that the shtar was only written for the things that he inherited from his brother, not his own fields. So even though it doesn't say it, it's understood. Right? Even know that's not true. By Achrayus, everybody wants a lien. So then, if it's left out, we say it's those raya that he forfeited the lien. It was a mistake. But over here, it was written by mistake, because Rabbi Bar Shila thought that you can collect even from his own fields. The Aslam Mishab Chalusa, why can't you? We saw the Shambula Bezin, because what's going to happen is the Bezin is going to give her rights to the guy's own fields. She's going to go and take that field and improve it. And the other field, the field that they inherited, is going to be neglected. With the Baila Mechasti, Shalo Yishabchu Ayorish. The inheritor is not going to work on the field that he inherited. Shehu Batuach Shiyazur V'yikach Shalo Miyoda. Because he's sure he's going to get his field back. So why should I work on the other field? The Yomar Lot Plishali Amashubidlach. And he's going to exchange it with the field that he inherited. So why should I put work into that field? She's going to get it. I'll get my field back, and I'll get a field that's meshubach because she worked on it. And in the end, they're going to say Bezdin didn't do a proper thing. They ended up giving her the wrong field. She put a lot of work into it. It goes back to the original guy, and he's going to give her a field that nobody ever worked on. And Bezdin's at fault because they made a mistake. So in order to avoid that, the whole adkarta is no good, and the whole mice is no good. It's all bottle, and therefore you don't get the pay receipt.
You still bring that
Yeah, but no, he didn't make a mistake. His based in Paskin, okay. He didn't want to, Reb Chia Arika didn't want to listen. So he wrote an adkarta, but he wasn't made a mistake. There's not mostly laws. The adkarta was a mistake, that was written wrongly. So that, the Taka made a mistake. Here we're going to be choshish that Bezdin did something wrong, right? If we're going to follow this adkarta, and that's not proper. But over here, he in fact made a mistake.
He
wrote the wrong kind of adkarta. Yeah, if they make a mistake, they make a mistake. So but over here, we're just laza Bezdin. They're going to think that they made a mistake, and they didn't make a mistake. That's the thing.
So then, Rabbi Bashir's
his Bezdin made a mistake.
So they should pay.
Yeah, that's not. It's only a grum or whatever. He didn't make her, he lost the payros because she never took possession of it.
What? He was the one who damned himself.
Yeah, that's only a grumma, Mustamin. It's not, there's no chiyuv to pay for that. Okay. Hadron Lachanose, Hadron Lachanose. No. Okay, I was thinking during the Mishnah, we'll start the Mishnah tomorrow and get at least to a good portion of the Amud. Okay.